This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Former President Jimmy Carter left a lasting impact on Milwaukee. Through his work with Habitat for Humanity in 1989, Carter and his wife led a week-long project to build six new homes and rehab eight others. The work was near North 23rd and Walnut. The effort brought together thousands of volunteers and showcased the former president's commitment to affordable housing and community service. Some oohs and ahs will emanate from the Deer District tomorrow night. At this time of year, it's known as the Cheer District, and the sky will light up with a free fireworks show at 8. The display will be launched from the Trade Hotel. This is the second year of fireworks in the downtown area. A new Monterey Market in Milwaukee is coming. The closed-down Walmart Market on the west side will soon become a Monterey Market, bringing Latin American grocery options to the area. The new store joins two existing Monterey Market locations in Milwaukee. Work is expected to start soon on the Racine County redevelopment of the South Hills Country Club site. The $440 million transformation is moving ahead with the purchase of the property by Ashley Capital. The national real estate firm plans to convert the 223-acre property into the South Hills Commerce Center. That'll feature 10 industrial buildings totaling almost 4 million square feet. The project is expected to boost property value there by $300 million and bring 2,000 full-time jobs. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers are swept by the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the second time this season, the Packers lost to the Vikings, again by just 2 points, the final 27-25 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked, if the team has lost any confidence after being swept by both the Lions and now the Vikings this season.
Not at all. I told our guys at halftime, believe in ourselves. At the end of the day, like I said, we did a lot of things I feel like was on us. So I told our guys, believe in ourselves. I don't think it was nobody in here that believed that we were just going to lose. I think everybody had the belief that we was going to pull it out some type of way. We just fell short today.
The Packers will host the Bears next Sunday at noon. Men's college hockey. The Badgers beat the UConn Huskies 4-3 to win the holiday faceoff at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. It's the third time in 4 years Wisconsin has won the tournament. NBA, the Bucks are in Indianapolis tomorrow afternoon against the Pacers on New Year's Eve. Tip-off time at 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks, Wisconsin. Check out the film Conclave. The film tells the story of the cardinals converging on Rome to select the next pope. Ray Fiennes is our access character who manages the whole scene as potential candidates jockey for position to become the next pontiff. Lots of unexpected twists and great storytelling. In addition to Fiennes, the film stars John Lithgow, Stanley Tucci, and Isabella Rossellini. Just under 2 hours, but doesn't feel like it. Check it out. So much TV to watch, so little time. If you're a horror fan, check out TheWrap.com's recent list of the best horror episodic TV shows from 2024, which include AMC's Interview with a Vampire Season 2, Paramount Plus's Last Season of Evil, which The Wrap called an almost perfect show. Walking Dead fans will be thrilled to hear that Rick and Michonne's show, The Ones Who Live, was also on the list, as was a show many horror fans have talked about called What We Do in the Shadows. Check out the full list and watch them all. Batman fans eagerly awaiting the second installment of the new franchise will have to tap the brakes. Variety reports that the Matt Reeves-directed Batman 2 has been delayed a year and will now hit theaters in 2027. The film was originally slated for an IMAX release that would hit theaters October 2nd of 2026. Warner Brothers has announced that taking those screens will be a new Tom Cruise film that they are hoping to get on the big screen to qualify for the 2026 Oscar season. Here's one of Pete's picks. The Order, starring Jude Law as an FBI agent tracking a white supremacist group, is a really solid watch. Based on a true story from the 1980s, Law tracks the gang as they rob banks and set bombs off, terrorizing the Pacific Northwest. The film has good action and is a great detective story. The Order also stars Nicholas Hoult as the leader of the criminal group, Ty Sheridan as a local sheriff's deputy, and Journey Smollett as an FBI agent. The film has been a hit with critics and audiences alike. Strongly recommend. Looking ahead to 2025, Variety has put out its annual list of most anticipated movies. As you might have guessed, there are a lot of franchise and superhero films headed our way. Marvel is expected to release Captain America, Brave New World, Thunderbolts, and the Fantastic Four, First Steps. And believe it or not, Hollywood has a few sequels they are planning to throw at us in the new year, including a Jurassic Park film and Five Nights at Freddy's Part 2. Another superhero flick, James Gunn's Superman, will also hit theaters in June. There will be a healthy assortment of family films, including Paddington in Peru, a Minecraft movie, Zootopia 2, and SpongeBob, The Search for SquarePants. I need a pair of those after the holidays. Looking well into next year, Hollywood will not let you forget that the second installment of Wicked, Wicked for Good, opens next Thanksgiving. If that wasn't enough, James Cameron will also be putting out yet another Avatar film. Horror fans can also look forward to the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days trilogy. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the last time we'll see the sunshine this year. With partly sunny skies today, we'll become mostly cloudy by tonight, with more areas of dense fog. High temperatures today stay mild, tapping the low 40s, and tonight slide below freezing. Then, we've got a light wintry mix on the way tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 46 degrees at our studios. That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.